Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, it looks as though Abner, in spite of all to the contrary, is going to have to make a trip to his brother-in-law's home to meet an aunt he's never seen before. And as far as he's concerned, one whom he hopes never to see again. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library talking to his wife on the telephone. Listen.
Well, now, listen, Elizabeth. I just can't do that, though. Yeah, I know, but... Well, I don't care what Aunt Agatha wrote to you, Elizabeth. You did what? Oh, my goodness. Well, now, listen, Elizabeth. Now, that's going too far. I don't get... Well, just listen to me for a half of...
Hey, Abner.
Oh, my goodness, hello.
Oh, excuse me. Never noticed you telephone.
Listen, Elizabeth, I've got to hang up. A customer just come in the store.
Customer?
Yeah, I'll talk to you about it later. Goodbye.
Whew. Ain't no customer, Abner. Didn't you recognize me?
Oh, sure, I knowed you, Lum. I just had to study up some reason to hang up that telephone. Oh, me. Trouble.
What's wrong now?
This trip me and Elizabeth are taking down to her brother's place to get acquainted with Aunt Agatha is just getting worse all the time.
Why, what's the matter now, for pity's sake?
Dogas, I wish I'd break my leg so I couldn't go almost.
Well, tell me what the trouble is.
Lum, look at me.
I'm looking at you.
Do you know what I've got to do?
I ain't got the least idea. What?
I've got to learn to play the sliding trombone.
Trombone?
Yes, sir. That's what I've got to do. Learn to play the trombone.
Well, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of.
Why, of course it is.
Who says you've got to learn to play the trombone?
My woman, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
My own woman wants me to do a thing like that. And it's all on account of that Aunt Agatha, too. Relate I never even seen before. Well, she ain't even my relate. She's Elizabeth.
Well, what's Aunt Agatha got to do with this playing a trombone? I don't follow this at all.
I don't neither. It's just all so mixed up, I don't understand it. No, because I can't learn how to play the trombone. Special not twixt now and the time we leave on the trip.
Well, when are you aiming on leaving?
Monday morning,
huh?
Yep. Aunt Agatha's supposed to get to Fred's place on Tuesday, so Elizabeth wants us to get there one day ahead of her.
Let's see. This is Thursday. That gives you about 3.5 days.
That's right.
No, I don't believe you could learn to play the trombone in that length of time. Leastways, not very good.
Why, of course I couldn't. And look at my arms, anyway.
What's the matter with your arms?
Well, look at them. They're way under too short to play the trombone.
Oh, yeah, you might have trouble reaching high C.
Why, sure, you got to have at least one long arm to push into that horn clean out there where you have to slide it backwards and forwards.
Yeah, you can tell you ain't got natural talents for that music instrument.
No.
You ain't got a trombone no ways. Don't know where you could buy one, even.
Well, Elizabeth has done got one for me.
You mean she's bought one for you?
She borrowed it from the Macmillans. You know that Ernest used to play before he went into the army?
Well, Abner, Elizabeth ain't serious about this.
Serious?
She surely don't actually expect you to learn to play that thing, does she?
Lum, Elizabeth is a woman. A female woman. Now, does that answer your question?
Yeah, but she wouldn't be that unreasonable, would she?
She's done it. The worst part of it is now, I've got to tote that blame case and all clean down there to Mineola, Texas.
Well, I still understand why you're having to do this. I mean, why Elizabeth wants you to do it.
Well, the whole thing started a few years back when Elizabeth got a hearing from Aunt Agatha. And Aunt Agatha wrote that she'd heard some radio program, a program, I believe she called it, and she said she heard some fella on there play the trombone, and his name was Peabody.
Peabody.
Yeah, so she wanted to know if that was Elizabeth's husband. And then when Elizabeth wrote back to her, she said yes.
Elizabeth said you was the same fella that was on the radio?
Well, she claimed she never come right out and said that it was me, but she never denied it neither. Just sort of let Aunt Agatha think that she was right, you know.
Well, how come Elizabeth to ever do a silly thing like that?
Well, she said she thought it would make Aunt Agatha happy to... Think she had a big famous trombone player for a relay.
For pity's sakes, if that don't beat all.
And if you want my honest opinions, I believe Elizabeth had another reason for doing it, too.
What do you mean?
Well, if you recollect, some of Elizabeth's relays was again her marrying me, you know.
Oh, yeah, I recollect that.
Oh, yeah.
Her cousin Homer was dead set again. You know,
oh,
Fred,
yeah.
Her brother never liked
that varmint. Hate and despise him to pieces. But, natural, every chance Elizabeth gets now, she always tries to spread the idea around that I've made a big success out of myself, you know.
Oh, I see. Now you're a big trombone player.
Yep. Now I'm a trombone player.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Before ever I'd drag a trombone case down to Mineola, Texas, and back again, I'd write direct to Aunt Agatha and tell her the whole thing's a mistake.
Well, you can't do that, though, Lum.
Well, why can't you?
Well, I don't know. It's just, well, gone too far now to stop it. See, every time in the last few years when Aunt Agatha would write to Elizabeth, why, she'd always ask how me and my trombone was getting along. And Elizabeth just couldn't figure out nothing else to do but tell her I was doing fine with it.
Well, couldn't she see she was just going to get herself into trouble that way? See, when you tell one little story that way, Abner, and then you got to tell a whole batch more to give her up for the first one. I've always said that.
I know it, Lum, but see, Elizabeth says that she never in the world figured Aunt Agatha'd ever make a trip out this way.
You ought to have had more sense than to let Elizabeth write all that stuff about you in the first place.
I never knowed it'd been going on till just this morning.
You never?
No, Elizabeth confessed the whole thing to me at breakfast. Oh, well, right after the youngest Macmillan boy brung the trombone over. Natural, I asked Elizabeth what the thing was for.
Well, don't beat the bugs or
fire. Don't bring a trombone into the breakfast table every morning. Here I've been a trombone player for years and never even knowed it till today.
Well, I still say if I was you, I wouldn't drag that thing clean down to Texas and back.
I've got to. See, Elizabeth got a special deliverer's letter from Aunt Agatha this morning telling her to be sure Abner bring his trombone. Just dying to hear me.
It's ridiculous, though, Abner. You...
I know it. Look, Elizabeth says I've got to take it along.
Well, just exactly what are you going to do when you get down there and Aunt Agatha says, all right now, Abner, come on, let's...
Elizabeth. She said, well, these ways you can take it out of the case and blow a couple notes on it. Aunt Agatha's a little hard of hearing, and I couldn't tell a difference, no way.
Granny, she'd better be. I'd love to see that. I'd give $1,000,000 to see that. This whole real eight sitting down there in your brother-in-law's parlor. You standing in the middle of the floor blowing your head off. You won't even know which end to blow in.
Well, that's what I feel like doing, is blowing my head off, I'll tell you that.
Funniest one side I can imagine.
I wish it was funny to me.
Well, what's Fred going to think about this? And Irma, too. They both know you can't do nothing like that.
I brung that up this morning. Not later.
Well, what'll happen is old Fred will sit there and gruff all right out loud at you.
I know he will, the varmint. I can just see him grinning, showing off them new teeth of his, and just because he's got them paid for.
You make you the laughing stocks of that whole town.
And, doggies, I wish I could play that trombone just to show that honor critter. I wish I was the best player in the whole world. That's what
well, that would help you out quite considerable, I'll say that.
Doggies, I'd love to just stand up there in that porter and let that old Fred snicker for a few minutes there, and then I'd just casual ask if anybody had any suggest they'd like to have me play. And Fred would get that smart look on that silly face of his and study some new tune that he figured I wouldn't even know, like Dardanelli or something like that. And doggies, I'd just smile and make a little bow, pick up my horn.
Curtsy.
Doggies, I'd blow Dardanelli, just like he ain't never heard it blowed in his whole life. That's
well,
what
well,
I'd do.
Would surprise him, all right. And
doggies,
me, too.
His eyes would bug out like I tromped on Toad Frog. I wish there'd be a parade in town down there next week. I'd get right out in front of it, march along, blowing, popping that trojan for us to where it looked like I was shuttling Elizabeth's sewing machine.
Oh,
that's what I did.
Dear spike you. It ain't no doubts about that.
Old Fred and Irma and the rest of them be standing over there in the crowd on the sidewalk watching me. I wish there'd be some big social in town there. I'd play for that. I'd just love to play
for that. Emma, you're forgetting
that. Wait a minute. I believe I got out of here. Let me get to the telephone.
Well, now, wait a minute, Emma. What are you up to now?
I don't know why I never thought of this before. I ought to be ashamed of myself
well,
here.
Who are you calling up there?
Here, I've been letting opportunities like this slip by for years.
Emma, you ain't answered my question.
Well, wait a minute. Don't bother me now. Hello? Is this Sister Simpson?
Sister Simpson?
This is
her?
Abner Peabody. Oh, just fine, thank you.
Getting carried away again.
Say, Miss Simpson, is it this Friday night that the Patch and Needlework Club is putting on that bazaar?
Snapping his cap.
Well, I'd like to volunteer for the entertainment. Well, I play the trombone, natural.
Oh, me.
Why, sure, I'm the best one little old trombone player you ever heard.